Crevo, the Novos.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, happy Friday, Tyler. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Big old smile on your face. You ready for the weekend?
Oh, bloody oath.
Same. You got yourself a fake tan.
I did.
Is there a special occasion?
Yeah, we've got group in the mood tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
Big old party in Maitland tomorrow. What's the weather doing?
Good question.
If it's wet, I'm not going.
Really?
I hate it. What? I hate being stuck in the rain.
Weather.
You know what the worst thing in the world is?
Yeah.
Wet socks and undies.
They're saying showers.
Oh, no.
But that could be like, it could be later in the day or earlier in the day.
I hope it's early.
Yeah, shower or two, they're saying.
Okay.
I don't know what to say about that. Good luck.
I'll think about it.
Who are you most excited to see there?
Oh, there's so many. Fatboy Slim.
Oh, that'd be good.
Nothing But Thieves. A lot of international artists are coming over. Baby No Money is going to be on it. Of course, nice. Amy Shark, Ballpark Music. I'm still carrying an injury, though, Crevo, so the whole weekend might be cancelled, yeah.
Because of your finger?
I let this injury.
Yeah.
I hurt myself at work yesterday.
Slammed it between the desk and the table.
In true Leo fashion, I let this thing consume me yesterday, Crevo. Couldn't cook dinner. We bought a plant from Bunnings, couldn't repot that. I couldn't do anything.
Was the Bunnings trip also a sympathy trip?
Yep.
From Marcus?
Yep.
Can we go to Bunnings?
I want to go to Bunnings. It'll make me feel better. I did nothing.
Right,
I couldn't achieve anything.
Can't drive. You got to drive.
I can't. Couldn't drive. Couldn't
cook
dinner.
Had to get home.
Couldn't
cut. Helicopter.
Yeah, got chop it out. Oh, my God. Such a wuss.
Westpac Rescue helicopter
had to call
took
him.
You home.
Yeah, I had to call him, pick me up from the Waratah Manor, drop me off at the Homemaker Centre at Katara.
Fair enough. That sounds tough.
What an absolute wuss I am. Anyway,
good morning,
fine.
Jess. How are you?
Well, my finger's fine, so I'm great.
Good. You're lucky. Consider it. You're one of the lucky ones.
Also, gumboots, mate. You need gumboots for grooving. Every year, it's just a mud pit.
Yeah, I know.
Literal mud pit.
Are you going, Jess?
No, whenever I think of grooving, I just think of all the annoying people around Maitland and, like, spew and mud.
It's your part of the
and,
world.
Yeah, I've grown up with it. It's I'm,
well,
I'm
can we get
there.
A lift? Can you drive us in and out?
Sorry, busy.
Isn't that the most classic, like, if you know someone near a festival
yeah,
situation?
Yeah, basically.
Can we get a lift? You live near there.
I do have some gumboots at home, actually. I've still got some muddy ones that we had from Splendor last year. Maybe they could come in handy.
I need
to gurney them because the amount of caked-on mud on those things. I literally just dumped them in my garage last July and have not touched them.
Just wear them as is.
It's probably plants.
She'll be right.
That's
plants growing out of them and stuff.
There probably is mold, probably all of the
Ew.
Above. It's gross. I probably should have dealt with them.
And don't tell Jess if you want to get a lift in her car.
No, it's fine.
The gumboots are clean as.
Yeah, it's just part of the look. Yeah,
Marcus, clean my boots.
Yeah.
Marcus, finger. Can't
do anything.
I love that. Full news catch-up up next as you wake up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, 2304 Mayfield. There's something's been going down with fake guns. What's happening?
Well, yesterday there was a crash that shut the road for a couple of hours out at Mayfield, and turns out that one of those cars had replica firearms, knives, stolen credit cards, all sorts of stuff inside. Police were called out there. Those in that car fled. They made a run for it. The woman who was in the second car, she ended up being taken to the John Hunter for some minor injuries as a precaution. So police searched the car, found all that stuff. They later found an 18-year-old woman on Hanbury Street yesterday, and she was arrested, taken to Waratah Police Station and charged.
2304.
Represent.
Yeah.
Oh, God, why? I have so many questions that I assume we don't have any answers to because they're keeping that very close to their chest.
Yeah, and I've never heard of replica knives as well.
No, they were knives. It was replica
knives.
Firearms
okay,
and knives.
Knives.
Stabby
knives.
Stab.
Knife knives.
Real
like
knives.
Stabby
Damn.
Knives.
God, you got to be
that
careful.
Is hectic.
They say, you know, Mayfield's all like, you know, yuppified, but
nah.
This is still going down.
Also, too, the sheer bad luck. One would have to be, if you have all of these illegal things in your car, to then be in a car accident.
Oh, so
how
true.
Exactly. Unlucky. They're like, oh, no, boys. We're in trouble.
Big trouble here.
Holy
cops, best make a run for it.
Cops are going to be coming.
That's like shit you see in movies, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's go.
So funny. Also, Jess, of course, the PBR kicks off this weekend.
Yes, it is. So Team New South Wales taking on Team Queensland. This is the first of three events. So the next one's being held in Cairns, did I say? No, in Brisbane in June and then in Cairns in July. Team New South Wales has some local boys on it, which is good. Of course, captained by Cody Heffernan from Singleton. Thomas Hudson from Dungogs on the team. Trevor Sproul as well. And Troy Wilkinson from up Tamworth way. So,
oh, Wilco. Nice one.
Your mate. Yeah. New South Wales has never won the PBR Origin. Wow. Queensland has taken out the last 3 years, so hopefully.
This year's the year. I can feel it in my waters.
Yeah, me too.
I think we got this.
I reckon I could join the team too and give them a hand. Well, you reckon? Write a ball.
Yeah. Your finger though.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Yeah. But what are you going to do?
I'll strap it.
I thought that's why you couldn't do it this
time. I'll just go left-handed. I'm so good at bull riding, I can do it left-handed.
Well, that will test through a story arc later in the year.
Bloody oath, lock it in.
And Tyler, have you ever seen a dog on a ride-on mower before?
Never.
Maybe just sitting there for a cute picture?
Potentially, yeah. Maybe someone's, you know, yeah, picked them up and got the shot and then taken them off.
And when you see a photo of that, you go, is it a new dog or a new mower?
Yeah, you're never quite sure, are you? Because what would the purpose be otherwise?
Are they showing off?
Let's get a photo with the new dog, but let's get on the ride-on mower because that'll be way nicer.
It'll be different, right?
Yeah, way better.
But there's this video. This is the biggest viral video overnight of a dog. It appears to be driving a ride-on mower.
Oh, so it's a video.
This is a video of what appears to be a dog driving a ride-on mower. Now, I'm skeptical to begin with. It's one of the, like, it's a bit old school, but it's sort of like a zero-turn style mower.
Yeah, right.
So those ones do have easier steering, famously.
Well, my assumption would be that it's remote control. Someone is controlling it. That's like outside of the frame of the video, and the dog's just sitting up.
You can go for a ride. You can see all around, and it appears as if the dog is driving the mower. Now, this, if true, is big because famously on this show for years, I've been talking about how good it would be to get dogs to be able to drive.
Really?
Dog chauffeurs, I think, would be awesome.
That would be fun. Also, I mean,
because they don't drink.
The instant anxiety that sets in at the thought of that for me.
Why?
Because there are so many things that could go wrong. There are so many variables.
They don't drink, so you're never going to, always going to have a deso.
Cruvo, we've spoken about also famously on the show about how dumb animals can be as well.
Yeah, but dogs
dumb
are smart.
Things your dogs do.
Yeah, but people are dumb as well. Anyway, that I feel like is a whole separate discussion mm-hmm. that we can re-have on the show at some point because I'm all for it. But to me, this is proof it's possible. Like I've always thought, oh, you know, they got the issue being that don't have opposable thumbs for gripping stuff.
Yeah,
like, you're gonna have to adapt the blinkers and stuff like that so that. Because that's quite difficult action for a dog to turn on and off.
The video does look legit. I'm choosing to believe that it's real, but there is something that they're not telling us.
Okay.
You know?
It's possible. Like, yeah. The dog is highly trained.
He doesn't look like he's doing much. Like, is he, like, on the joystick? Is he on the steering wheel? He's just
the
sitting
joystick.
There.
Not how mowers are driven.
Well, you never know.
It is possible as well, I guess.
The Novos.
Tyler and Cruvo. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, and it is a feel good Friday, which is fantastic. Jeez, the music was just a bit louder than I expected.
Yeah, what was that?
It's just the way it is. This is very. Oh. Let's pump it up for a second.
Should we turn the lights off and turn this into a rave game?
Feel like, have a listen to this.
Holy hecka.
Are you ready? Let's do this. Grab a couple of glow sticks.
Wait for the drop. Is it going to drop?
Yeah. Anyone got a water? I was not ready for that at all. I thought I pressed the wrong button.
So did I.
I had not. Two waters, please.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready to turn this into a party.
Inject the coffee into my veins this morning. What on earth is this? Anyway, I'm here for it.
It's a feel-good Friday. Jeez,
oh my god, that hijacked my brain for a minute. I forgot where we were.
Well, You're in a groove in the mill already.
Ready.
Now, we are, of course, up next talking about your injury, your big work injury.
I hurt myself so bad yesterday at work. I filled out all the compo forms. HR are well aware.
Excellent. Good stuff.
I could leave at any moment because I get a huge compo payout.
Yeah, nice.
See you later.
9 months on the couch.
Yep, that'd be nice.
Suit you.
Yep.
Read a couple of books.
Yep.
That sort of thing.
Thank you very much.
It's all because you hurt your finger. And if you want to see Tyler's gruesome injury, head to our Instagram at @thenovos_. You can check it out.
It's gruesome.
But we're talking about whether she should have some time off up next as you wake up with the Novos. UFM. And should Tyler be sent home sick after a little bit of skin went off her finger?
I think my finger is broken.
So you did say that you were feeling very dizzy, got clammy there for a minute as well.
My heart rate really slowed right down.
When you stood up, you said, I think I'm going to vomit, which is not ideal. I didn't want that through the studio stinking up the place.
You don't care about my own well-being?
I'm just not sure that the injury is as bad as you're playing it out to be.
I definitely think I've broken the tip of my pinky.
Is that even possible?
Yeah. You said that you can break a bone out. Oh, my mum's just text me. Get off it, Donna.
What has your mum said?
Toughen up, girl.
Okay, so you can have a look at @thenovos_ on Instagram and see the injury and see if Tyler should maybe take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, you can also... Oh, I'd love that. You can also vote as well as poll up there. The results are very tight at the moment. 47% of votes are saying, yes, I should go home. 53, though, are saying I should toughen up.
Okay, so let's go to the phones. Christy in Killingworth, hello.
Hello.
Should Tyler be sent home maybe for the rest of the week?
No, she should toughen up.
Okay, you've seen the injury. You don't think it's that bad.
Point taken.
I get what you're saying.
No problem. Let's go to Isaac next. Good morning.
Isaac's gone.
No, okay. Isaac. Let's go to Tiffany next in Fletcher. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, how you going?
Very well. Now, do you have sympathy for me? Should I go home sick or should I stay at work and tough it out?
I think that with the bruising, it could be broken. So I broke my finger in high school and the teacher didn't believe me, so I had to stay at school all day. My mum took me to the hospital that night and my finger was broken.
Yeah, see, I definitely think it's broken.
If it's broken, what happens? Do you get a mini cast or what?
No, they just tape it to the finger next to it, and it just stays like that until it heals. So there's not really a lot they can do.
It's just inconvenient. It's my right hand too, so it's just going to hinder me from doing things on the weekend. I don't know, like drinking beers at Groove in the Moo.
I think we can just sticky tape them together ourselves.
Yeah,
I can probably do that, can't I?
No, you'll break the other one.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. We'll let you do it yourself then.
Yep.
James in Rutherford, should Tyler take the rest of the week off? What should happen here? James, what are your thoughts?
Listen, I think no. Just because, I've seen the bruising. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. But what do you use your pinky for anyway?
I don't know. Not much. But it's just changed my whole mood, you know? If I'm not in a good mood for work, James, I can't really do much, you know?
Oh, I know, but I was at WA working, and I 2 hours into my shift, I snapped my index finger.
Do you keep working?
Knuckle popping out.
Oh.
Knuckle. And the boys got a bit of electrical tape, on it.
Yeah.
And sorted the pointer out, which was all good.
Yeah.
When I got back to the camp, she had to be amputated, but you know.
You had to be amputated?
Yeah, I missed a digit now, so now when I can put up 10 fingers, it's gone to 9.5.
9.5. Hi, Angus.
How you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well.
Fantastic.
Now, we've got to ask, what's the vibe around the team at the moment? Attention's high. Are we relaxed? How are we feeling going into this weekend?
Yeah, the boys are buzzing. They're up and about. I think, you know, the way we won last week has just carried on into this week, and we're really looking forward to, you know, playing a do-or-die match this Saturday.
Now, are you doing, like, extra hard training, or are you more in the, like, let's take it easy and save the energy phase?
We haven't really changed a thing. You know, we've got our pros that we'll stick with, and I don't think we'll change much this week at all.
Good. That's good.
Smart, because it's taken you this far, which is awesome.
Now, of course, we are 3 points out of the finals, Angus. We basically need to win this week. Does that add any extra pressure? Or like you said, we're just going in, it's just another game, nothing changes for us.
Yeah, I think it's definitely not. I don't feel any added pressure. You know, we know what we're good at, and if we play to our strengths and play our game plan, that, you know, we're good enough to beat anyone. So it's just about, you know, fine-tuning that and just getting the self-belief right within the group to go out and get the job done.
And how good's an underdog story? I mean, we haven't had the best of seasons. Like, imagine if we came through with the win and we make it to the finals. It's just going to taste so much sweeter, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think we've done it tough this year, but if we were able to get into the finals, I think, you know, anyone can do anything in there as well. So that'll be a great story.
Now, I do believe that you're out of contract. So what are your plans for next year? Are we going to keep you here in Newey? Are you going to take a gap year around Europe? What's happening? What's on the agenda?
A gap year would be nice, wouldn't it?
A gap year would be lovely. I'd have to see if I'd be able to get that done. I have no idea what I'm doing yet. I haven't made a decision yet. I think I've said it from the start. You know, I'll wait until the end of the season to do that, and I'm just focused now on winning games here and this Saturday.
Yeah, I like that, because it's not taking away anything from the game and the finals that needs to be won this year. Angus Thurgate, best of luck this weekend. We hope we get to see the Jets take out a win and, see ourselves in the finals later in the year. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
How would you like to go whale watching for free?
Yeah, we can hook you up.
Exactly. All you need to do is win Three of a Kind. It's our little competition where you play detective, try and work out what the theme is between three things we give you. And then you yell it out. Hey, I know that. But you say your name.
Yeah, I was going to say you missed a minor detail there, mate.
Your name's your buzzer. You could win a double pass to go onto Nova Cruises and watch the whales off the coast of Nui. Novacruises.com.au for more information. This is an awesome prize, worth about $150.
I love whales.
Yeah, so do I. Majestic creatures.
I think they're my favourite animal.
Yeah, me too. Well, I don't know favourite of all time, but they're up there.
Yeah, they're
top
up
10
there
for sure.
Yeah.
4967-4105. If you want to play Three of a Kind and win yourself a double pass to go whale watching for this season, how good's that? Give us a call now to play Three of a Kind up next here on UFM.
How's this for a headline, Crevo? I farted so hard my vagina fell out.
Right. We're talking about that up next.
Yep.
Now, though.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on UFM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is very simple. All you need to do is play detective to figure out what the theme is between the three things we give you. Your name is your buzzer. That's how you go in. And
what do you win?
Of course, the prize for today, a double pass to whale watching, all thanks to Nova's Cruises. You can buy your own tickets with your own money, novacruises.com.au, if you don't win them here. It's a fantastic company and a great cruise and a great day out. You're going to enjoy it. Let's meet our contestants for this morning. First of all, we've got Michael in Newey. How you doing?
Oh, great, thanks, guys. How are you?
Oh, never better, man. You ready for the weekend? What are you going to do?
I'm going to work Saturday, Sunday, to be honest.
Oh, do you?
Someone's got to keep the world turning, though, Michael.
You got to pay the bills.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you do for a crust?
Blaster painter.
Yeah, right, okay. What's a blaster
painter? That sounds technical.
Yeah.
Blast the paint onto walls?
Yeah, full on sandblasting, a lot of industrial stuff.
There you go.
Somebody's got to blast stuff, don't they?
Yep.
That's correct. Yeah.
Let's go to Liz. We've got Liz in Raymond Terrace, our runner-up from yesterday as well. Hey, Liz.
Hey, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. What are you up to this weekend?
I'm working too.
Oh.
Jeez, you know what? Novacastrians are such hard-working people. That's what I've learned from this.
We are indeed. Well, let's hope that we can give you... you can get a day off somewhere to go off whale-watching. Shall we test everyone's buzzers first? Let's go with Michael.
Michael.
Nice.
Good.
Liz.
Liz.
Yeah, she gets it.
Perfect. All right, remember, your name's your buzzers. First to two, best of three. Let's do the first one. Here we go.
Original, salt and vinegar, chicken.
Liz.
Michael.
Liz was quick. What is it?
Pringles.
Oh, no, we got Liz buzzing first, Michael.
Yeah,
let's go,
Liz.
Liz, what's your answer?
Chips.
Yeah, chip flavors.
That is correct.
Same thing.
Right. 1 point to Liz. Okay. Michael, hold your horses, all right? Unless you get in first, you can't answer, all right?
Next one.
That's right.
Rexona, Nivea, Lynx.
Liz.
Oh, Liz, what is it?
Deodorant.
Oh, she's
that
got
is
it.
Correct. Congratulations, you got two tickets to go whale watching, all thanks to Nova Cruises. Michael, can we get you back on for the next time we play the game?
Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. Have a great weekend, you two.
Now, there's this woman that I've stumbled across on TikTok, Crevo, and she posted a video and captioned it, "I farted so hard my vagina fell out." Now, there you may have a lot of questions.
Many questions.
But this is how the TikTok started out. Take a listen.
So I was 17 and I farted really loud and it suddenly felt like I laid an egg, like I was sitting on a tennis ball. And then I go to the bathroom and I look and I'm like, do I have a penis? Turns out my uterus fell out, which doesn't usually happen until you're in your mid-70s.
Now, she also details that the fart that she did was so loud that it woke her up.
That's a loud one. Now,
I
got so many questions. Like,
okay, hit me. What questions do you have?
Do you think that was it a fart from the front bum?
Like a queef?
Yeah. Was it
no,
a queef?
No, she said this was a proper fart. She said it was so loud that it woke her up, which that is my main concern.
Well, the volume.
There's like nothing concerns me about the fact that like her insides have fallen out. The thing that concerns me the most is that she's farted so loud that it's woken her up. She must do some thunder farts in her sleep.
It happened to me once. Not the vagina part, if you're wondering. Once, I've never forgotten.
What happened?
I just moved to a new town. This is when early in my radio journey.
Yeah.
And I'm laying in bed asleep middle of the night and I've just done one that was so loud that it woke me up.
Oh, my God. And what did you do? Were you in shock?
I was in shock.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I'd farted in front of Emmy, my
no.
wife. Yeah. So, yeah.
And Emmy noticed it?
Well, yeah, it woke me up, woke her up. And I was so embarrassed because, like, you know when you first...
Yeah, it's early
partner.
Days.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, this woman then continues to go on about how she thought she'd laid an egg because there was a tennis ball sitting inside of her undies. And then this happens.
It turns out when you push when you poop, it weakens your pelvic floor and it does that so much that your uterus could fall out or your rectum.
So this is not just a PSA to women. That you
men
should
as well.
Probably shouldn't push so hard when you want to rip a few little farts. That men should also not push so hard because parts of your body will fall out.
Well, that's a great tip in life.
Now I can
and health advice.
I can speak from experience, not my own experience. Mm. That the experience of the one and only Marcus James, my beloved partner.
Yeah.
The amount of pressure this bloke puts on his butthole to rip a fart even when he doesn't need to. Because he just does it to annoy me. And also to the, like, sometimes I look at the pressure that he's putting on, like, you know the face, like the clenching that one man will pull, like the face that they pull when they try and rip a fart. Honestly, half the time I say to Marcus, you are literally going to poo your pants if you push any harder here. So this is not only just an announcement to my partner.
It's for everyone.
But it's for mainly men.
Just let gravity
don't
do its thing.
Don't fart so hard. Yes, let gravity do its thing.
Could be very dangerous.
Your vagina could fall out.
Good tip.
Damn. Feels good to be.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Tara and Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Now, Crevo, after 7 o'clock, our trivia check is back again this morning. $425 up for grabs this time round.
Good timing for the weekend.
And, I mean, a long weekend if you take a Monday off.
A lot of Novocastrians will be doing that. Make sure you're careful as well with the double demerits, et cetera.
Yes.
Staying safe is the main thing, though. That's the main message, isn't it?
But we've also got money after 7. Don't forget
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't forget that. $425 could be all yours. Next, though... Are you an adult that still loves Fast and the Furious?
Oh, because another movie's coming out, isn't it?
Another one. I feel like DJ Khaled. We'll chat more about that in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. And they're bringing out another Fast and the Furious movie.
I can't. What would this be? The 11th?
I think it is the 11th.
Oh, my God.
Which to me, and they were like, oh, it's the last one. As if you wouldn't have a Dirty Dozen. Like, what are they thinking?
I know,
yeah.
There's so many.
You said you stopped watching them a while back. Yeah?
I think Tokyo Drift was where I, like, stopped.
Wrapped it up?
Yeah. Because Tokyo Drift is the best.
Well,
That was so long ago, though.
It was a long time ago. But this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Are you an adult, right? Don't call if you're a kid. Are you an adult that still watches the Fast and the Furious movies?
Because there has to be at least a few, because they make millions off every new film they make, right?
They've made into the billions of dollars.
Oh, my God.
From the Fast and Furious movies. Oh, okay, time for admission. A little admission here.
Yeah. A confession.
I don't know if I've watched all of them, but I think I've watched the most recent, and I've watched maybe nearly all of them.
That's a shock to me, because you don't come across as a Fast and the Furious kind of guy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fast cars and, like, mindlessness. I don't know. There's something about it that's quite good and entertaining.
Have you ever not, like, paid attention to how corny it is?
Yeah, but that's, like, part of it, you know?
The corn factor in Fast and Furious is through the roof, mate.
I can accept a car driving out of the top story of a building in Dubai and using a parachute to land safely.
Or, no, there's no parachute involved, Crevo. They just land on all four tyres and they keep driving like nothing happens.
Nah, use a parachute.
Like, they don't fly through gravity.
It's not that ridiculous.
It is.
It's not. It's, you know, or if they're out of a plane, you know, on a car, they'll use a parachute as well. They've worked all that out. Like, God. They've done the science on it.
It's so... Have they?
Obviously.
Have they, though?
Yeah, because it's a car movie. They're going to do things scientifically accurately.
It's so far-fetched.
So, am I the only adult in Newcastle that is still watching the Fast and the Furious movies?
I think you might be.
Am I just by myself?
Are you single-handedly making Fast and the Furious billions of dollars, the franchise billions, so they think that they could keep making them?
I usually probably only watch it on Netflix when it's there.
Yeah, and they're all there.
Well, yeah, usually they are. Now, the best calls on air, somewhat ironically, $100 fuel cards up for grabs.
So you can be Fast and the Furious on the roads of Newcastle.
Because you...
Safely, though. It's double demerits.
That's right. Now, you, Tyler, you think they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
And stop watching about 9 movies ago.
Well, Marcus, my partner, had it on a couple of weeks ago, and I was just walking through the living room doing my own thing,
catching
glimpses of it, rolling my eyes.
4967-4105. Are you like me? It's a safe space. Tyler will mock you, but I won't. Right? Are you an adult that still likes watching the Fast and the Furious movies?
4967-4105. Call up, because Crevo will have you back here.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit it. No, I want a bit of support, right? We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM. And are you an adult that still likes the Fast and the Furious movies? Number 11 is approaching and being released soon. A little ashamed to admit it. But I've admitted it.
Yeah, I just thought people will have just lost interest by now. Fast and the Furious were movies that I grew up with as a child. I've grown up.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. However, due to the box office results, I suspect there are other Novocastrians like myself, fully grown adults.
That still froth it.
That still watch it. Possibly even at the movies, which is the most extraordinary of all things.
Oh, I reckon they do.
Let's go to the phones. Corey's up first in Elmore Vale. How are you?
Good. How are you guys this morning?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Now tell us, are you an adult that still watch Fast and the Furious movies?
100%.
Yeah.
Every single movie. Number 9 came out. I actually paid gold class to go and see it.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. You're really committed, aren't you? Definitely are. All right. Let's see who else is out there. Are there other adults in Newcastle who watch these movies?
We've got Mel in Neath. Hey, Mel. We do not have Mel.
Mel has gone somewhere else. She's sped off. Possibly the cops were chasing her.
In a fast car. Let's go to Scott in Ashtonfield then. Hey, Scott.
How's it going, guys?
Good, mate. Now, tell us, are you a big fan of Fast and the Furious?
Look, I'm a mediocre. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not a man that will go to the movies and watch it. I didn't even know the next one's coming out, but...
The 11th.
I'll tell you what. I'll pop some popcorn and I'll sit there and watch it.
Yeah. And are you a fully grown adult?
Yeah. I'm not a little one. I've got about 6 foot.
Oh, he's a big one.
He's a fully grown adult. He still watches it.
And what is it about the Fast and the Furious, Scott, that you will thoroughly sit down and enjoy some popcorn with?
Ah, it's a bit far-fetched. You got to watch it.
Yes.
As if you don't do that stuff on a weekend.
Exactly. Yeah, do you, like, fantasize over the stuff that they do and wish you could do it here in Newcastle somewhere?
Who doesn't do it?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Have you ever done a burnout, Scott?
Oh, yeah, well, that happens on a regular occurrence.
That's naughty.
Yeah, that's just only on private property, no doubt.
He's just trying to be Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that's right. Scott Diesel God. From Ashtonfield.
Scott Diesel.
Who knew he lived so locally?
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, here we go. $425 on the line for a Feel Good Friday. All you got to do, Tyler, is answer one question correctly.
Let me ask you a question
all
now.
Right, all right, I'm ready.
What colour is the lid on my water bottle?
Crevo.
What is it?
Purple.
You don't need to buzz in, but well done.
I just wanted to.
Purple, that's correct. Yeah. Money is all yours.
Oh, see, that's how easy it is. You answer one question correctly, $425 and you skyrocket.
Let me ask you another one.
All right, I'm ready.
What colour's my hair?
Crevo.
You don't need to buzz in.
Oh, yes, sorry, I keep forgetting.
What is it?
The front bit is silver.
It's blonde, but okay, you lose. Okay, that was wrong.
Okay, no points for me, no money for me. That's all right. The jackpot's still in play then for you, the listener.
It is.
4967-4105 if you want to win cash. Up next with the Novo's Trivia Check in minutes.
Local filmmaker Jai Curry on the show with us next, Crevo. Very exciting. More new things coming from him.
That it is now, though.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, this is where you can win $425 just by answering one question correctly.
That is it.
Yeah, we just can't make it any easier. Do you want to do zero questions?
No, we can't do that.
That is impossible.
Impossible.
So, yeah, so we're doing it with one question, which is the minimum number of questions for it to be a question.
There's no catches.
Nah. You just answer the question. If it's right, you get the money.
That's it.
Let's meet our contestant for the easy money competition up first.
We've got Belinda in Rutherford. Hey, Belinda.
Hi, how you going?
Very well. How are you today?
Good. On my way to work.
Have you got a long weekend at least to look forward to?
No,
me neither.
Jeez. You got to sort that out.
We've got it tough, don't we, Belinda?
We do.
Well, you might not. In at least 30 seconds, you might be $425 richer. What would you do with this money?
Put it towards a trip to Melbourne.
That sounds nice.
That's a good trip. That's a trip I've been meaning to do for a while now. It's just so nice, Melbourne, isn't it, Belinda?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is it the TV ads that got you? Like somebody...
No. The food and drink.
Yes, Lygon Street, all the food. Oh.
Because they do, Visit Melbourne does a great TV ad, don't
they?
All the time they're advertising. Like, it's just somebody eating a noodle in, like, a random, laneway, and then usually something artistic. And they're like, Visit Melbourne.
You love a noodle, don't you?
You got me. All right, let's do this. One question, 5 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
What do Scottish people call New Year's Eve?
I have no idea.
I'm going to have a stab. I was going to say have a stab. I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing this correctly, but here we go. It's called Hogmanay.
You would have heard of that, yeah?
Never.
I've heard of that.
Have you heard of that, Belinda?
No, never.
Oh, mate, I'm
enjoy
so sorry.
Enjoy Melbourne. We're a bit jelly on that, but hey, enjoy the rest of it.
I don't even know if she's going now. We didn't give her the money.
Well, I think she's still got...
Yeah, right.
Like, she said saving for...
Yeah,
so,
right. That'd be
which
nice.
Which is all good.
Oh, well, it does jackpot again. $450.
That's right. The next time we play As You Wake Up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
Now, Crevo, local legend Jai Curry. We know him for his films Beat and Victim. We've spoken to him on this show in the past.
Indeed.
And he's back again working on a documentary on mental health and suicide prevention this time around. Very important topic. And he joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Jai.
Hey, how you going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure.
Indeed.
Now, of course, you've teamed up with best-selling author and absolute legend, mental health speaker Craig Hamilton, to produce this new film that will shed light on all things mental health. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so me and Craig, we made a short documentary last year, and we released it on the Are You OK Day.
Yep.
And just basically just touch on Craig's story and everything he went through, and just we thought we'd put it out there so we can help some people that might be going through a similar thing. And it just gained a lot of traction, and a lot of people were quite impressed. So we put together a proposal and sent it around, and then we, got the funding for it, and we're making a full-length feature version of it now. So
yeah, that's fantastic. So it's about Craig's story, but a bit more like in-depth and going through the story and how it all led up to these moments, yeah?
Yeah, so essentially we're using Craig's best-selling book, Broken Open, as essentially the narrative, but we are broadening it quite a fair bit. We're interviewing people from the medical world, people who have lost loved ones to suicide, and a lot of, like, high-profile Australians are getting on board. So it is going to be a bit more rounded and just generally looking at suicide prevention as a whole.
Yeah, of course, a very heavy topic, but a very important one to be talking about as well. When can we expect to see this hitting our screens, Jai? Have we got a date for that yet?
In terms of screens, we're not too sure, but we're definitely going to have a premiere in September this year, so not too long.
Wow, that's not far off. And is it all being made at the Green Frog headquarters right in the city?
Yeah. So my production company's behind it all. Same crew as Beat.
Amazing. We can't wait to see it. And hopefully, we'll get to see it at the premiere later this year, Jai. Tell us where we can kind of see you on socials to follow along in the whole filmmaking journey.
Yeah, so if people want to keep up to date with everything, I guess like Craig Hamilton's page, my page, Jai Curry, or the production page, Green Frog Productions.
Easy as that. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and congratulations for getting it funded and getting this, like, really important topic out there, and we can't wait to see it.
Awesome. Thanks so much for chatting with me.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler.
Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo.
Feel Good Friday.
Happy Feel Good Friday, everyone, if you're just joining us.
Indeed. And something has come across my desk here, Crevo.
Your desk?
Yes,
my
desk. Right here.
Righto.
In the Sandgate bunker. Mm. Nothing gets past me, mate. Happy bloody birthday.
Oh, thank you. I was keeping it on the down low.
Yeah, you dirty dog. You can't get nothing past us.
But, Tyler, you are ever the investigator.
Yep.
Ever knowing everything.
Yep.
You figured it out.
I did. And we have a little something coming into the studio for you right now.
A surprise?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All the candles have just gone out right as Jess from the newsroom walks through.
Oh, my God. That's cupcakes and pink frosting. That's my favourite
colour. Yeah, I knew it would be.
Thank you.
Oh, well, this pink was the only one we could get our hands on.
There's a lot of flame going on here. Do I need to blow it out? Yes, I do. Oh, we've got a song going on.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Producer Stephen, that
on
is the
piano.
Corniest of music choice you could have made, but so on brand.
I didn't know that you played piano.
I brought it in. I snuck the keyboard in this morning.
Yeah.
Plugged it into the AUX channel, and away you go.
Been practicing all morning.
You did a good job. Thank you very much.
He absolutely nailed it, didn't he?
I'm actually blown away by this. That's very lovely.
Oh,
thanks, guys.
Absolute pleasure, mate. Don't ever think for one second you can ever keep a secret from us ever again.
Okay, good to know. Noted.
Because we will always find out.
I feel good for 44.
44?
Yeah,
today's... Don't look a day over 48, mate.
You're not 44, are you?
Yeah, turning 44 this year.
You're fibbing. You're 34.
Are you 44.
Okay, you look good.
Thank you. I feel good.
Anyway, happy birthday.
Thanks a lot. Enjoying my 44.
We are chatting free fruit for the kids in supermarkets. Big debate about to go down.
Behind the scenes, we're doing that next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
Now, yesterday, Crevo, I was at Mayfield Woolies, ran into a friend. He's got a little girl. She's maybe 3 or 4, I would say.
Okay.
So they're shopping in the supermarket. And you know how when you walk into, I think they do it at Coles as well, they've got like free fruit for the kids.
That's right. There's a couple of baskets there. And a little sign saying free fruit.
Yeah, at like the fresh produce.
Yep.
I can only assume it's to like keep the kids entertained, give them a snack while you do the groceries, right? Anyway, he was behind me in line at the express checkout.
Yeah.
And he must have picked up a few extra pieces of fruit out of the free fruit box.
Yeah.
And then he's behind me getting served by one of the other ladies there at the express checkout, and she went to go weigh the bananas and put them in his shopping bag. He goes, oh, no, no, they're the free ones. They're for the kids. And she kind of just, like, she wigged out a little bit, and she was like, oh, okay. And she gave the checkout lady gave it to him, but she was quite resistant to give it to him. And I turned around, I'm like, no, they're free for the kids to have during, like, the shop inside the supermarket, right? He goes, no, no, they're free all the time for the kids. And I was like, bro, I think you've forgotten about the concept of the free fruit for the kids, because it's for inside the supermarket whilst you do the shopping. He's like, no, no, it's free. I'll take it home and give it to him later.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's not fine.
No, because...
That's stealing.
Okay. If it was stealing, it wouldn't say free for the kids, would it?
It's free to have inside the supermarket, not outside for later.
I've seen that sign. It doesn't say terms and conditions apply. It just says free fruit for the kids.
Well, I also know a guy who happens to work at a Woolworths supermarket.
Who's that?
My partner, Marcus.
Are they trustworthy?
I'd hope so. And he said... It's free for children whilst they're doing their shopping in the supermarket. I've also looked at the Free Fruit for Kids campaign that was launched in 2015 by Woolworths.
Yeah.
It says they offer a range of fresh produce for kids to enjoy whilst shopping with their parents.
But the sign says free fruit for kids who wants it.
Yeah, that's misleading, isn't it? It hits me in my ethics place. It's naughty to assume that you can just take the free fruit and have it later. If you want fruit to feed your kids later, you buy it off the shelf.
Nah, look, okay. You're saying you cannot take any home. I'm saying you can because, and this is, think about this for a second, right? Yeah. If you brought your kids to the supermarket, right, and they ate a few pieces of the free fruit, they're taking it home just inside their stomach. Right? It's exactly the same.
It's not.
It is exactly the same.
The whole point of it
you're
is
just
to keep
carrying it in your stomach bag rather than in your handbag.
The kids busy whilst in the supermarket. You're not carrying it out. You don't steal things by eating them inside the supermarket and carry them out inside your tummy. Inside your tummy.
Look,
that's the stupidest argument you've ever brought to the table. That you're not allowed
same.
To do that.
No,
you can't do it. You cannot.
You and I opposed on this. Do you think it's okay to take a few bits of fruit, for free, it says on there, home for the kids, or do they have to consume it whilst in the supermarket?
You cannot take it home.
4967-4105. Best callers on air get, ironically, a free $100 fuel card today.
That's free. You're allowed to have that.
You can take. You don't have to use it in UFM. You can take it home.
Wherever you like.
That's right. Same as the fruit.
We don't make those rules.
4967-4105. Do the kids have to eat the free fruit in the supermarket, or can you take, like, four or five bits home? Why not?
You cannot take
just a little bag of it. I reckon it's
you
fine.
You cannot.
4967-4105. Give us a call and settle this once and for all on the NX. New FM.
We are asking on 4967-4105, can you take the free fruit for kids from Woolies home for later, or do you have to consume it inside the supermarket? I'm saying yes, the free fruit is there for the kids to enjoy whilst shopping, not for later.
I'm saying you can take it home. I just want to... something else to think about. I got one simple question for you, Tyler.
Okay, here we go.
Is it acceptable to bring a goat into the Woolworths?
Yeah.
You can. You
I
can
don't
bring
know.
A goat.
I don't know what the rules are around animals.
It's no pets.
As long as it's an emotional support goat, yes.
No, only... So the rules is not only guide dogs. So if you can't bring your baby goat in, your kid, then how are you supposed to give the free fruit...
Shut up.
...for the baby goat unless you take it home?
I'm not listening to that ridiculous argument. Let's go to Millie in Ellamore Vale. Hi, Millie.
Hi.
Now, can the kids eat fruit inside the supermarket or can they take it home?
Probably inside because it's more sensible, and also if they take it home, then there's going to be... I just don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Millie is voting. She's on my side.
Team Tyler, not a great argument, though.
Let's go with Trent in Aberglasen next. Hey, Trent.
Morning, Novos. How are you?
Very well. Thanks, mate. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't think you should take it home unless you're paying for it. But,
it says for free, though, Trent.
Yeah, I know. That's all my six-year-old looks forward to when we go there. She always says, Daddy, can I go and get a banana?
Yeah, but then she eats it inside the supermarket, doesn't she?
Yeah, she eats it in the supermarket, and if she wants more bananas to take home, I'll, like, get a kilo or get a couple and take home.
See? Yeah, right, okay. That is a responsible adult thing to do. Trent has common sense.
Paying with his own money. Rebecca in Shortland, can you take it home?
Yeah, I'm in the middle with this. I feel like if the kid has taken at least the first bite in the supermarket, there's no problem with taking the rest home and finishing it later.
Yeah, okay, so just take like a little nibble of each one and you can take home 20, 30 if you want.
No, that's not what she's saying. You just hung up on Rebecca. That's not how these arguments work, Crevo. Whatever, let's go to Dean in Katara. Hey, Dean.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this? Can you take the fruit home or does it have to be consumed inside the supermarket?
I think the whole concept of it is to be eaten in the store while you walk around to keep the kids entertained.
Thank you very much. You've lost this argument, Crevo, fair and square, even if you hang up on people.
In a landslide.
The most common thing to do. What is the entitlement of parents thinking that they can just take free fruit home for their children
for
later?
Free. It doesn't say must be eaten in store.
The campaign says fresh produce for kids to enjoy whilst shopping with parents.
And
the entitlement of a parent to think they can take it home, give it to their kids later, that's not how it works.
And I didn't see any consideration for baby goats this morning, so I was quite upset about.
No one has a baby goat.
You never know.
You idiot.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Novos. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
I just wanted to give a little shout-out to this place that's opened up not too long ago in Mayfield called Granary Care & Co.
I've never heard of it.
They've got a little coffee shop there, and basically what they've done also is set up, it's like a little food shop at the back, and if you're struggling, you can go in there and they'll give you really cheap groceries or even free groceries.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and here's even better, right? The money they're making from the coffee shop at the front, which I tried the coffee, really good.
Yeah.
Upstairs, they're building these two flats for women who have basically been, like, victims of DV.
Wow, so like a refuge for women.
Like, so the idea is they'll get these two, they've got these two apartments that they can stay at. They're proper apartments, really nice. They've done it awesome. And then you get like a rental history. You can stay there for a year, like get yourself sorted and organised for the next chapter of your life.
That's amazing. What's the business called again?
It's called Granary Care & Co.
And whereabouts are they in Mayfield?
Sort of on the other side of the road from the Stag and Hunter and a bit down towards Aldi that way.
Got ya.
If you want just a good coffee, it's really good.
That's awesome. That's a great initiative. Newcastle's so good.
I know, just helping each other out.
And doing this good community stuff.
If you live
around
there, grab a coffee, support a good cause.
That is cool.
Up next, as we've been doing same time around this last few days, getting robots to write a sitcom about our show.
Yes, it's been hilarious in the lead up.
ChatGPT, which is this big thing that can basically write stuff for you.
Can write you an essay if you're struggling.
You might get caught though. I did that, and this time I asked it to make things a little bit more spicy.
Plot twist?
Bit of a plot twist in there.
Yes.
So we'll play that out up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
Now, for the last couple of days, Crevo, we've been getting ChatGPT, which is basically a bot, to write a synopsis for the Tyler and Crevo Breakfast Show TV show.
Yeah, a TV show about our show.
Yes.
It first thought you were a man.
A ladies' man with a playboy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm getting that on my tombstone when I die. Tombstone, gravestone when I die.
Yeah, and also that you had feelings for me.
Yeah, I have a crush on you.
Which was confusing because I was also a man.
And I'm a ladies' man.
With a girlfriend.
Yes.
So, look, what we're learning here, AI not perfect.
Not perfect, but also the latest episode yesterday was that because I had a crush on you, I decided to play pranks on you and play fight noises during your traffic update.
That's right. And then I got it to write another little synopsis of the next episode. And when it was done, I was like, let's test this thing a little bit. I said, can you do it again? but make it a bit more spicy.
Like a plot twist?
Well, yeah, or I don't know.
Just spice it up a bit.
Spice it up a bit. And yeah. It said, I'm sorry, as an AI language model, it's not appropriate or ethical for me to write content that is overly suggestive or inappropriate.
Oh, for goodness sake, you've called me a ladies man with a playboy attitude. And I'm pretty sure that's unacceptable, but
that's
funny.
What I thought. And now it's saying that it's inappropriate and getting all judgy with me. This thing's got an attitude.
The bot chat GPT's got attitude.
It's sassy. Yeah, is what I'm finding out. Anyway, so what I've got is the non-spiced up version.
Oh,
are you ready?
Boring. Hit me anyway.
Yeah. As they begin the show, Tyler launches into a series of outrageous stunts and pranks, including a fake announcement that Justin Bieber will be performing a surprise concert in the studio.
That's something I'd do.
I didn't even know that he was in Australia. Crevo's visibly uncomfortable with Tyler's antics. Yeah, that's about right. And tries to keep things under control and maintain the show's professional image. I'm all about that.
No, you are not.
Remember, you're the crazy ladies, man. I'm the one that keeps it straighty 180.
Boring.
The situation takes a turn when a group of Bieber fans show up at the station demanding to see their idol.
Now that sounds on brand.
Definitely. Tyler and Crevo struggle to contain the situation, end up getting locked in the studio with the fans banging at the door as they refuse to leave without seeing the pop star.
So we're hostages at this point.
A hostage situation has occurred.
And where's Justin Bieber?
Not to be seen.
Oh, no.
It's all fake. Amid the chaos, Tyler and Crevo bond over their shared predicament and romantic tensions rise between the pair in the studio.
Our love story is blooming.
That's it.
Tyler the ladies man and Crevo the straighty 180. When are we getting married?
I don't know. Gay marriage is legal in Australia.
Someone call Hugh Hefner.
I know.
He's about to throw a big wedding.
There's a big playboy.
Can we call him?
No. R.I.P. Hugh Hefner. Small issue.
What a shame.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, what goss have you got for us today?
Well, I sound a bit like a broken record. There's more news out of Coachella, this time in the form of a massive change, massive shake-up to the lineup. Because for Weekend 2, Frank Ocean is out.
Oh, you could see this coming from a mile away.
Yeah, well, there was major dramas around his first performance. He started, like, over an hour late. People said he, like, lacked energy. You couldn't see him for a lot of it.
Couldn't see him.
Yeah, he was, like, hiding behind
like, low-hanging lights and stuff. Yeah.
You know, the gorillas. They're the only ones that can do that.
Bizarre.
But, yeah, so there was a lot of dramas surrounding that first performance. Apparently the reason so was because... before the set, while at Coachella, he suffered an ankle injury. And now this injury is apparently worse than first and anticipated, forcing him to pull the pin. So.
That is such a cop-out. I feel like he didn't give a rat's about the first performance that he was putting on and he just didn't want to do it again.
I reckon they just offered him so much money, he couldn't refuse. And then he got all artistic about it with the ice skating and then he's gone, I just can't be bothered.
What are your thoughts on this, Stephen?
Yeah, I don't know. His heart didn't seem to be in it from the get-go. Pulling out is not really surprising. They have announced his replacement, though, and it's these guys. All the small things.
Yeah, way better, in my opinion.
That'll go off.
Yeah. Well, they made a surprise... they showed up on stage as a surprise for the first weekend, right, Stephen?
Yeah, but it's not really a like-for-like replacement. But
not at all.
They'll bring energy.
Off. Yeah,
totally.
They won't fail.
This was the opportunity for Frank Ocean to fully redeem himself. He hasn't released music in years. He hasn't played a live performance in years. And his fans are so diehard that this will barely even bother him.
Yeah, it's true. Like... it was just that first album, which was magical.
So good, but, like, back it up, bro.
Yeah, you got to do something else.
You're right, though. They froth it, though. You're talking about, like, the artistic stuff with the skaters and stuff. The real Frank Ocean fans, like, you wouldn't understand, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so cool. It's the performance. They love it. So this has dented nothing in his reputation, I don't think.
A very good close friend of mine did go to the first weekend of Coachella, and we spoke to him, and he was like, it was awesome. I'm like, bro, he showed up an hour late. He was supposed to have a ice skating rink set up on the set, and he pulled the pin at the 11th hour for that.
No
and then after that, the show was cancelled because they met curfew. Like, did you not? Did you not, like, was there a tiny bit of hatred towards any of the set? He's like, loved it.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
just cannot.
Delusional.
You can't change their mind. They are delusional.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's madness.
He's in his fans' minds, he's still perfect. Everyone else thinks he's a bit of a knob.
Big fat loser.
Big 182 is cool, though.
That'll yeah, be cool.
They'll smash it.
Yeah.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler and Trevo.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
Now, Krivo, I'd like to give an honourable mention to those that celebrate 420. Of course, that was yesterday.
Yeah,
I have
right.
no idea the significance or what 420 means, but I saw a lot of people posting about it online.
And you just want to get involved yeah. and make sure you cover it on the show.
Well, I can't believe we missed it yesterday. But
too relaxed, were you?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Happy 420 to those that celebrate for yesterday. No idea what it means.
Must be some religious thing or whatever.
Very special, popular day for a lot of people around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Indeed. Indeed. Up next, do you live with a loud scroller?
Oh, yes.
This is the area we move into because when people are just doing a bit of desk scrolling on the couch or whatever, on the bed, some people have those videos
full ball
turned up. If you want to vent slash talk about it, we're going to get more into it in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Now, the other day, Krivo, I must have worked a Saturday shift here at the station, which meant Sunday morning was my only sleep in.
Okay, so right? you're excited about this.
So keen. My partner Marcus has to get up early for work, and I was like, yes, this is perfect. The house is going to be quiet. He'll be gone. I'll have the whole place to myself for a nice sleep in, right?
Stunning.
Marcus wakes up at 5 a.m., goes up for a shower, turns on, leaves the bedroom door open, turns on every light in the house, and then proceeds to sit in the living room, which is right next to our bedroom, and scroll on Instagram, watching Instagram Reels and TikTok on full ball at 5:30 in the morning. On the one day that I get one sleep in.
Were they at least good ones?
I couldn't give a rat's, mate. Couldn't hear, couldn't see. Oh my God, all I could hear was just constant. Constant scrolling on full ball with all the lights on in the house too, by the way.
Now, this, of course, has put you in a bad mood, hasn't it?
I was like, I got up and I just stood in the doorway of the living room and just stared at him. I was like, are you right, mate? He's like, what? I'm like, you know what? You've turned on every light in the house and then you sat here and had a scroll on full ball while on the one day that I wanted just to have a little bit of a peaceful lie in, you know?
Question.
Yeah?
Does he scroll on loud on the regular? Like, so say you're sitting on the couch and it's a show you're more into. Is he flicking through and you're like, not that dumb TikTok dance. It's like music again.
Sometimes, but we have both now learnt to be respectful of each other. If I'm scrolling and I cop the eye from him, I'm like, I'm sorry, that's too loud. I'll turn it down. Like, all we need to do is just share a glance. But because I wasn't in the room to give him the stink eye to turn your damn phone down, it woke me up. It got me out of bed. I even texted him.
This
text
is a
him
week
saying,
ago, yeah? And yeah. you're still damaged about this.
I texted him and said, can you please turn your phone down? No response. He was even too busy to look at the text that I'd sent him because he was so engrossed in whatever the hell he was scrolling on.
All right. If are you like Tyler? This is your chance to have a little vent. Do you live with a loud scroller?
Oh, how frustrating is it?
Because we want to hear you. Sorry. 4967-4105. You can just vent. You can be anonymous if you want, or just dob them in.
Or if you're the loud scroller.
Oh, yeah, you want to dob yourself in?
You can.
We've got $100 fuel cards, and you get this off your chest, and you get a $100 fuel card, you can drive real far away where it's nice and quiet.
4967-4105. Do you live with a loud scroller? We want to know.
Because your partner, Marcus, driving, are you mad?
Yep. So we want to know what Novocastrians live with a loud scroller, because I know I'm not the only one that lives with an ignorant, loud scroller. The one day I had a sleep in this week was Sunday. My partner, Marcus, the idiot, decided to get up, turn all the lights on in the house, and sit there and proceed to scroll with his phone on full ball whilst I'm right next in the room right next to him.
Okay, so what time was this on Sunday?
5 a.m., 5:15.
So usually you're up before then, though.
Yeah, usually when I have to come to work.
Yeah, and does that ever wake him up? Are you ever scrolling?
No.
Never. All right.
I don't scroll when I'm getting up to go to work.
So you're just all business.
Yes, literally.
Right, so you're living with a loud scroller. You know, it might split up the relationship. Who knows?
Could do.
Let's go to the phones and see if anyone else wants to vent about this. Aspen's first in Maitland. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Now, do you live with a loud scroller?
I am the loud scroller.
Oh,
you're dubbing yourself in.
Are you getting in trouble off everyone else you live with, Aspen?
Yeah.
And what do they say to you?
They keep giving me the death glare and tell me to keep it down.
Turn it down. Get some headphones, that sort of thing,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I think I'm the one that gives...
That doesn't work.
that's Mum.
That's Mum in the background. Thanks for that.
Oh, that's funny. I know how to give that death stare.
Yeah.
Turn that rubbish.
I can feel it.
Down.
I can feel it from here.
Through my eyebrows?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Courtney next in Blackalls Park. Hey, Courtney.
Hey.
And now, do you live with a loud scroller?
I am the loud scroller as well.
Oh, my God. What is it with these people? Courtney, why? Why? What is, like, why do you do this?
I don't know. I just, it's like I can't sleep overnight, so I'll be scrolling on my phone and then usually I'll fall asleep and the phone will drop and hit me in the face to wake me up again.
And then you're back awake again and you've got to keep scrolling.
I do.
And does it have to be on full ball?
Yeah, I just like it on full ball. Hubby doesn't like it too much, but
I was going
like
to say,
it.
Do you share a bed with someone who tolerates this? Because if this was my partner in my bed, oh my God, I'd be dropping the elbow into him.
I get a few looks or maybe a whack here or there, but I just ignore it and keep going.
And quite frankly, Courtney, with all due respect, you deserve it.
Oh, my God. for some reason that doesn't sound right. But, hey, you're enjoying your best life, aren't you?
Yeah, she is.
I certainly am.
We know who wears the pants in your relationship.
Yep.
It's you.
<You're> right there.
So true.
We've got one more. Let's go to Montana in Maitland. Hey, Montana.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. Do you live with a loud scroller?
I do, my partner.
Oh, and what do you do to try and stop this absolute rubbish behaviour?
I pretty much just get the shit with him. Like, we'll be watching.
I thought you were going to say we've broken up now.
Yeah, we have. I've called it. That's it. No, we'll be, like, watching telly or something, and he'll dead set just get out his phone and, like, start scrolling. I'll say it's the middle of watching a movie, and he just... scrolling, and you're just like, mate, we're getting to the good part. Like,
turn that off. It gets up my goat so much. How frustrating is it, Montana?
Oh, I feel ya.
No respect. No respect for anyone else in the household.
Partners, right? Oh. Jeez, who'd have them?
Who'd have them? Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
We've got to give away our prize of the day, $100 fuel card. That goes to Rebecca from Shortland. Thanks for calling
the
show.
Yeah, well done to you, sis.
Anyone who calls the show across the day, of course, in the draw for those fuel cards.
Yep.
That's our sun and duster for today.
Yeah.
I'm taking a little break. We've got a little radio holiday here for a couple of weeks while they...
You deserve it. It's your birthday today.
Yeah, so I'll enjoy that. A couple of weeks
off. Time off.
2 weeks off, and I'll see you when we're back.
Don't worry, everyone. I'll still be here Monday.
Tyler is holding the fort.
I am.
She's like, I don't want to take a holiday. I enjoy this too much. I was like, fair enough. You do whatever you want.
You're putting words in my mouth now, mate.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Enjoy the next couple of weeks, and we'll see you then.
See ya.
Bye.